Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Thanks for giving CARICOM the opportunity to make a brief submission. The reality, certainly for small states in the global south, and certainly those in the Caribbean community, is that looking at the full implementation of the BWC writ large is an exercise, Chair, that is largely contingent on having what we would call actionable outcomes and processes that allow these exercises, quite frankly, to make sense for these states, both in terms of resources and capacity. And so one of the outcomes, Mr. Chairman, that is fundamental is the ability for these states to see the development of biosecurity and biosafety policy as something that is tangible and something that is attainable in terms of structural entities to further the implementation process. It goes without saying that there is a tremendous capacity deficit in this regard. And this is also something that has to be linked to initiatives that have to do with the support of disease prevention and response systems. They are obviously, in terms of obligations facing states parties, every need for states parties, including those in the global south and in small states, as in, is the case with those in the Caribbean, to undertake these obligations and look at these articles, not in selective ways, but as I said, Mr. Chair, they have to make sense. And so in this respect, they also need to be linked in a very tangible way to the implementation of the international health regulations. There is a tremendous chasm, quite frankly, particularly among small island states in terms of their capacity to do this. The JEE as well, all of this is interlinked. And again, in terms of just having all of this make sense, Mr. Chair, this is one of the reasons why the presentation by both Interpol and the OIE are areas that certainly the small states in the Caribbean region and also others in the global south see as being particularly pertinent, because the issue of agro-crime and agro-terrorism, at least a potential for that, is something that is extremely real. As was mentioned yesterday at the side event hosted by Canada and others, which several of the speakers here referred to, the deficit in entomology and plant pathology expertise is something that continues to bedevil most of these states. And to the extent that progress is going to be made, quite frankly, in dealing with these pathogens, these capacities have to be increased. And so this is one thing that I think, Mr. Chair, should be part and parcel as we think through these issues and as we look at, as I said, BWC implementation writ large, and looking even more importantly at biological threat reduction as a focal area. Thank you.